The largest business association in Western Massachusetts held its largest annual event Friday. The Springfield Regional Chamber's Outlook 2020 luncheon was attended by about 500 business and community leaders and elected officials. Delivering the event's keynote address, Massachusetts Lieutenant Governor Karen Polito made an appeal for support for the housing bill Governor Charlie Baker has been trying to get the legislature to act on for 3 years.
The call to action is to work with the legislature, find the common ground on the housing choice bill.
Earlier this week, the Republican governor announced a $240 million economic stimulus bill, something the legislature is sure to take up, and attached to it the language of his housing bill to underscore the importance he places on getting lawmakers to finally take a vote on it. The housing bill filed by Baker would let local governing bodies change zoning laws with a simple majority vote, not the two-thirds vote that's been a requirement in Massachusetts for decades. Housing advocates say the supermajority hurdle blocks higher density, lower cost housing from being built.
And this, we feel, will lead to more projects that make sense for your community, more projects that can be permitted, and if it's permitted, it can be built. And no doubt there are some builders and developer types in the room that would love those opportunities too.
Polito stressed the administration's argument that the high cost of housing is putting a drag on the state's economic prospects.
We put it into our economic development bill because it is that high a priority for our Commonwealth, not just for our administration, for our Commonwealth.
State Senator Eric Lesser, who chairs the Economic Development Committee, said he shares the concern about the impact housing costs are having on the state's economy, but is not sold on the solution proposed by the governor.
We got to make sure that the ideas that are on the table actually do help solve the problems.
The Long Meadow Democrat said he was pleased to see Baker include funds in the economic stimulus bill for high-density housing construction near public transit stops.
You can't separate the housing issues from the transportation challenges. In many respects, the housing price issues are a symptom of a transportation system that's breaking down. There's actually quite a lot of, you know, great housing around the state, except it's not connected to the places that are growing jobs the fastest.
The Massachusetts House this week approved an $18 billion transportation bond bill and a series of tax and fee increases to pay for it. Governor Baker has already said he'll veto a proposed 5-cent increase in the gasoline tax if that makes it into the final version of the bill. The Senate has yet to take it up. Massachusetts Congressman Richard Neal said he expects the U.S. economy will continue to grow despite the impact of the coronavirus.
But the reality is, if there's one country that's going to do a great job on this, it'll be the United States because of the healthcare system that we have. So I understand volatility, I understand apprehension, but I also think that it's important to pay some attention to what the experts have to say.
Neal met in Springfield Friday with hospital officials from throughout Western Massachusetts to talk about the response to the coronavirus. Congress this week approved $8.3 billion to combat the spread of the disease. Reporting from Springfield, this is Paul Tuthill, the WAMC's Pioneer Valley News Bureau on the campus of Western New England University.